Hello there, I'm Craig, and welcome to the first ever episode of Ask a Designer Anything, the daily podcast providing design, marketing and business tips to small business owners and entrepreneurs straight from the owner of a design agency, which is me. So, who am I? Well, as I said, I'm Craig, and I've been a graphic designer and web designer for over 10 years, and I'm creative director at Genius Division, a design agency based in the UK. I've got a pretty dual experience of things because on the one hand, I'm a designer, and I'm also a small business owner. So I've struggled with the same things that you struggle from. I struggle with a lack of time to do my own marketing. I struggle with running around like an idiot, fighting fires all the time. I struggle with not getting my marketing running how I'd like, and how that makes me feel, which is usually hopeless. I mean, we run a marketing agency, and even I can't get my own marketing correct. I struggle with not having enough time, or at least telling myself I've not got enough time. And I struggle with all the other fun stuff that comes from running your own small business. But for the last 6 years, I've been running Genius Division along with my other fellow directors, so I know about lots of different kinds of topics and not just design. And that's what I'll be sharing with you on this podcast. We're going to be talking about the cross-section between business, design, marketing, and everything else that you want to talk about, such as mindset and such as other parts of business and all kinds of other things. This podcast is primarily for small business owners and entrepreneurs, but anybody with an interest in design, business or marketing, I'm pretty sure are going to find something useful here. In today's episode, I'm sharing what I've learned so far making a podcast. Now, this is the first time I've ever made a podcast, so I've not got a clue what I was doing when I first started. I'm going to be talking about starting a podcast, the equipment I use, whether writing a script is a good idea, how to actually market your podcast, where you should host your podcast, and some other good resources that I've picked up along the way. So, let's get started. So the best place for me to start is to just say why I've decided to do this podcast and my goal for it. Now, the reason is twofold. One reason is I like challenges. So the first reason is I want to design and produce a podcast every single day for 365 days. So for the next 365 days minimum, you're going to get a podcast every single day about marketing, design and business. So that's goal one. The second goal is I want to share all this information that I've got in my head about design, marketing and business. I've been doing this for over 10 years, and I've got loads of stuff I want to share with you, and previously I've had no way to share it. There's blogging and things like that, but I just don't get on with blogging. I can't sit there every single day and do this, and it'd really bore me to be writing a blog post every single day. So this is the way I want to share it. And goal three, to be honest, is to help me improve your business and to see where we can take your business with my advice. The next thing I've learned, and this is not just about podcasting, to be honest. This is probably about life in general and business and all sorts of other stuff. Is starting something is the hard part, especially when you haven't got a clue how it works. Just like me, I didn't know how podcasts work. Starting this has been the hardest thing I've done in my life, genuinely. I've woke up sleepless nights worried about this podcast because I'm worried about what people think about me, which is ridiculous. I'm worried about what people are going to think about my voice. Because I've not, obviously, as you can hear, got a traditional radio voice. I'm worried that you're going to hate what I'm sharing. And I'm worried that you're not going to provide, you're not going to see any value from the content that I provide. All those silly little things I've been worried about. What I really should have been worried about is just doing this and just starting it. Now, that's why I've set myself a challenge to do it every single day for the next 365 days. Because if I don't do that, I'm never going to do it. And I need to do this to find out whether it's useful. And you also need to get past your own ego if you're deciding to start a podcast and just get it done. Because what you start doing is not going to be perfect. This is not perfect. The sound's not perfect on it. You can hear the traffic noise outside the door. But I'm starting it. And that's one of the first steps. But it is the first step, step number one. And I'm starting it. And you should start a podcast too. If you're even thinking about starting a podcast, and you've got a bit of a unique angle. In fact, if you've not even got a unique angle, just get it started and just do it. And don't worry about what other people think. Because if you're sharing value, people are going to come to you and people are going to want to listen to you regardless of all the steps that you think are in your way. The next thing you've got to work out is the unique idea for your podcast and finding your niche, or as the Americans say, your niche. You've got to know who you're targeting with your podcast. There's no point just saying everybody. Now, this is like anything in marketing. You've You've got to know who you're talking to, directly who you're talking to, not just a vague general idea of business people who are between 22 and 28. You've got to know exactly who you're talking to. Now, with my podcast, I'm talking to early startup businesses. I'm talking to entrepreneurs. I'm talking to people who have a vague awareness of design and marketing, who maybe have some more advanced knowledge, but they want some expert tips from someone who does it every day like me. And you've got to know who you're talking to exactly. And the final point on that is you've got to provide value. You've got to provide value above and beyond what you think is worth it. You've got to provide value to the point where they're going to just say, how are you providing all this value for free? The whole point of starting a podcast is to You've got to be providing value over and above what people expect. You've got to be providing value to people at the point they're saying, how are they managing to do this without losing money? And when you've got that, you've got a fan. And you've got someone who can't turn your advice down when you get to that point. Once you've figured out your unique audience, and once you've figured out that you need to provide value over and above what you probably expected, you need to learn to respect your audience. Now, there's tons of podcasts out there, and you need to make sure you're not rambling endlessly. Now, when I first started this podcast, I really struggled with this bit, because the first draft of this podcast that I'm now recording was over 30 minutes, and at the end of the podcast, I kind of apologized for it being over 30 minutes, which is ridiculous. And then I edited it down to 20 minutes in Adobe Audition, and then I re-recorded it with a different perspective, which is this one that you're listening to right now, and I got into the mind of you that's listening to it. I thought, how can I deliver this information in the quickest possible way that's not going to make you bored, and also respecting your time having to listen to my podcast? So I went back through my outline in my podcast, and I decided I'm going to put minutes next to each section, and I'm only going to talk for those minutes. You know, within 10 or 20 seconds, I'm only going to talk for those minutes. And that's really worked for me to work out exactly how long a section of my podcast should be without going over and above, you know, without rambling too much, because there's too many podcasts out there that ramble far too much. They'll overemphasize a point. They'll do what I just did in that last bit and stumble over the words and then not edit it out. Now, I'm going to leave that in there just so I can make this point. But you need to respect your audience's time, and you need to make your podcast quick and punchy. And the only way you can do that is by making at least an outline of your podcast of what you're going to say to your audience every time you say it. And that leads me into talking about scripts or not to script. Now, there's basically three ways I see it, and a couple of articles that I've read, they see it these three ways as well. There's three ways that you can do your podcast. You can either do off the cuff, which is kind of buddy podcasts normally. It's when somebody sit next to somebody else, something like the Joe Rogan podcast. They sit down and just talk to each other, and there's no set agenda as such. Then you've got an outline of your podcast, which is what I'm doing here, or you'll script your podcast heavily. Now, I don't really like the scripting heavily part. The only time I script my podcast heavily is the opening section, which you'll have heard at the very beginning of this, obviously, and the ending section, because they're the two most important bits that you need to get bang on. You need to not waste any time and just get straight to it. The rest of the time, I've just outlined things. And as I just described a minute ago, I've outlined things and put times next to it, so I know how long I've got to talk for, so I don't waste your time, and I'm respecting your time listening to this podcast. I go for outlines, and I make all my outlines in Evernote. I'll share my show notes for this first one. I'm not saying it's perfect, you know, I'm new to podcasting too, but it seems to work for me. I just use Evernote to set a couple of topics that I'm going to talk about, and then just talk through those topics and hit the bullet points as I'm going through. More of a script can make you sound more professional though, so you'll notice that my opening was free of any ums or ahs or things like that, or any uncomfortable pauses, but also that can make you sound a little bit robotic, and it's really difficult to do right to not sound like you're reading a script. I probably did sound like I'm reading a script, but it was the only way that I could get all the information that I wanted to get over in that section. So speaking of robots, let's talk about the technical side of this. Do you like that little link there? That's seamless, that link. We'll talk about the equipment. So in total, I've spent about £500 so far on my podcasting equipment, which might be out of your budget, but I think I've got a pretty decent setup now that's going to last me for quite a while. I've got an Audio-Technica microphone. I've got a boom mic, which allows me to connect my boom mic, allows me to connect my mic from my desk and hang it down in front of my face so I don't have to hold it in my hand. I've got a H4N digital recorder, which is brilliant, which means I don't have to record into my computer, which makes things much easier. Right now, I'm not recording into my computer. I'm recording straight into a handheld recorder that I'm holding into my hand that I can see how long exactly I'm talking for. And there's no crashes or anything because I'm just holding a dumb recorder, basically. And then finally, my choice of way to master my podcast when I finally take it to my computer is Adobe Audition. There's other ones out there. Audacity is a popular one because it's completely free. But because I'm a designer, I've already got access to Creative Cloud. I use Adobe Audition because it's got a little bit more features and I prefer it, to be honest. And also on the technical side, with my podcasting hosting, I had to think about that. Because on one side, you need to host your website, which we'll get into in a minute, but you also need to host your podcast somewhere. I don't recommend hosting it on your own website. Do not host it on your own website. Because if you do that, if your podcast gets popular, and let's face it, that's what we all want. We want our podcast to get popular. Even if you say you don't, you do. If your podcast gets popular, your website's going to go down. That's just a fact. And people aren't going to be able to access your podcast anymore. So you need to make sure you host it elsewhere. Now I suggest, there's only two really that I suggest, to be honest. There's Libsyn and there's SoundCloud. At the point of recording this, I've not decided which one I'm going to use. I think it's going to be SoundCloud, but I've got worries about SoundCloud and the fact that they're going to stay solvent as a business. And that's one of my main worries. Libsyn have been around for years and they love podcasting, but Libsyn is slightly more expensive. Because I'm doing a daily podcast, I'm going to be using up lots of space, so Libsyn becomes very expensive. It becomes about $40 a month for me. But with SoundCloud, it's only going to be around £8 or something a month for unlimited space. So SoundCloud is becoming the most likely option for me. But they're the main two that I've come across that you should consider. I mean, you can Google podcasting hosting, but I thought I'd share my experiences because you might find it useful to decide. And finally, one of the most important parts of this and the whole point of my podcast is marketing your podcast. Now, where do you start with that? The number one thing you need is a website. You need a website and you need to make sure it is your own website and it's not on something like Squarespace. You need to be able to control your entire website, do what you want with it, customize it when you want. And now, I know saying that might sound scary for some people. It can be difficult to set up a website from scratch. I don't struggle with that, obviously, because I'm a web designer and a graphic designer, and I've done this stuff for years. But you need that flexibility. You need to be able to add things when you want to add things and not be beholden to somebody else's service. Because what if that service decides to go down? You're, to be honest, knackered. Because if that service has gone down, there's nothing you can do about it. Your website goes down, your podcast might go down, and you're knackered and you've got to start again. That's why it's important to host your own website. So if you can, even if it's miles out of your comfort zone, at least host your own website. Look at some reliable hosts. Bluehost, if you just Google Bluehost, is a very reliable host. You can get WordPress set up with that really easy. Now, WordPress is another thing that I recommend you look into because there's tons of free themes out there. You can set your own website up, set WordPress up on it, pick a free theme, and off you go. It might be really complicated to do this stuff to begin with, but I suggest you push past it and at least try it. Also, you need to write a blog post about every single episode. So you need to produce show notes, which you'll see on my website, askadesigneranything.com, about this podcast. So you're producing search engine friendly content for there. Because obviously audio content is not search engine friendly. The ideal world, if you've got the time, is to create a transcript of every episode, and then you've got even more search engine friendly content. but at least you need to be creating show notes so people can read through your show, pick out those useful links, and you'll also favor Google in that way too. You need to be building a website that's also acts as a base for your podcast, because your podcast doesn't just exist in iTunes. That's not the be-all and end-all of this. You need to start transferring people from iTunes to your website, because you need to build a community so you can do something with that audience once you decide to start marketing to them. Now, I know this whole podcasting world can be scary. I was really scared about putting this first episode out. I don't mind saying that. This is easily the scariest thing I've ever done. I don't know why. I've done things that are way scarier than this in my life. But putting my voice out there and letting you guys think about my voice and what you think of my opinions has been a really scary experience. I'm not too bothered about it now, and I'm hoping I'm going to improve and improve and improve as every episode goes out. But I'm just hoping that what I'm sharing is really useful. Two of the people that helped me through this was listening to Pat Flynn's podcast, and I suggest you just Google Pat Flynn and just check him out. He's smart, passive income. He's got tons of good articles on his website, a really great podcast as well. And if you're looking to learn about the art and craft of podcasting, Cliff Ravenscraft or Podcast Answer Man is really good for that stuff too. He's also got a podcast, which is brilliant. It tells you all about podcasting, how it works, things to consider. They've both got good equipment articles as well, which I read back to front to try and work out what equipment I need. And also to just get some tips on how to do podcasting technically when I first started this podcast. So that's it for my first ever episode. Thanks so much for listening to this podcast. It really means a lot to me. You don't know how much it means. It's been such a stressful experience to get this first podcast out. They do always say that the first step is the hardest, and this one, trust me, has felt like a really difficult step. I'm so glad I've got it out, and I'm so glad that you've listened to it. And I hope what I've shared in this podcast has been really useful to you. I've got a backlog of probably about 100 articles and 100 podcast ideas that I really want to share with you. Everything from design, marketing, and business, everywhere in between, stuff about mindset. There's just so much stuff I want to share with you. I'm really excited about it. If you've got a question, because the whole point of this podcast is if you've got a question, you ask me it and I answer it. So if you've got a question, please go over to askadesigneranything.com and I'll answer your question, if I've not already answered it in another episode. You can also find me on Twitter. I'm just at Craig Burgess. You know, it's really weird with Twitter how people say at in front of everything. But anyway, I'm at Craig Burgess on Twitter. If you've enjoyed this episode, please hit me up on iTunes and give me a review. I want honest reviews, and I need reviews to get my podcast starting to build up in those rankings. I want to reach my message out there to as many people as possible. And I don't think there's another business or design or marketing podcast out there with my perspective that is straight from the horse's mouth, that I'm talking from a practicing designer. I'm also talking from the head of a design agency, and I've got a really unique perspective on that, and I can't wait to share all these other things that I want to share with you. So once again, thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you tomorrow on another episode of Ask a Designer Anything.